Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Morning Show with Matt Man.
My mom would say, "Oh, Matthew, why'd you do that? Phil, say something to him." He'd just look at me and roll his eyes like the Undertaker and go, "Oh, Matthew."
Paige. Just like the good book says, better late than pregnant. Oh, wait, that's from the Golden Girls.
And Fatboy.
When a guy says a girl's going to be a heartbreaker, we know what that means. He can't wait till she's 22 and gets an OnlyFans because she needs money.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rut blocks all day.
3.3.
Let's go right now to the entertainment capital of the world. It's the living room of Party Man Dan. PMD, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
How you?
Good.
Danny
and
boy!
It's rejoin week it is.
That's right. I was going to let you do it. We'll let you do it next week. All right.
God, we haven't talked to Dan in probably a month.
Well, what was the last thing? It was about the lady during the hurricane trying to sneak in with you, take advantage of you.
Why don't we pick it up from there?
There's story to be boring. No update there.
You didn't ever. She didn't ever.
Well, she messaged me. She messaged me some, but not. It just didn't really go anywhere.
Oh.
You didn't.
It's all good. I mean,
you didn't send a pic. Know what I'm talking about?
I did.
You sent her a genital photo?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, no. I thought he was talking about y'all. I sent the email.
Oh, you got to send her a pic, man. That's how you sealed the deal with it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Really?
Could be. I mean, she wants to check out the goods first. I guess
it's like test driving. I guess
sense.
She already has. Remember what we did?
Yeah, they hooked up.
Oh yeah.
So I mean, what's the point?
It was a hurricane hookup.
Yeah.
It's just a reminder, by the way.
But I thought there was photos exchanged prior to. Nevertheless.
No, I sent them to y'all to see what you thought about it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
My goodness.
Yeah. You know what? I honestly did not go look at those. I really didn't.
You didn't?
I didn't.
You were walking over there, and I was talking.
Send them again, and let me take a look. Go send it again.
Please resend them.
And what did I give her on that day? Did I rate her, or did I rate with a T?
Oh,
did
boy.
I rate the photo?
You said a name, and I can't remember.
Okay.
What name?
Well, sure she was very attractive.
It was pretty good. Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
No offense, Dan, but for Dan, it was a pretty big gift.
Oh,
that is an offense. I got tired of that.
I was surprised too, man. But
it's
so
disparaging where somebody says, "Wow, she's attractive. You're really dating out of your league, or kicking out of your zone, or whatever."
Yeah, kicking out of your coverage. Yeah, that's the big thing.
Dude,
uh-huh.
I mean, you know what I'm saying.
Uh-oh.
So,
you said suck it. I thought,
saying happy birthday.
Sounded like a big F it.
No.
It sounded like.
No, Dan. That's what I'll say when I see you call in again. So what's going on? You just calling in?
I don't know.
Lollygag?
I think Fat Boy wanted me to talk about me knocking myself out on the coffee table like this time last week.
Oh, God, are you okay?
An hour from now, it would be 160. So it's about 167 hours ago, which is almost a full week, 168 hours.
Too. Yeah, Dan put out a tweet saying that.
Talking about I love living alone, but like something happened this morning that, you know, kind of shook me, scared me, whatever. It was.
I don't X as much as
I don't really either. Like that's why. But when I have a thought on my mind that was kind of that big, I figured why not?
You share it with the world.
That's what Twitter's for. Twitter is for, you know, putting your thoughts out. That's what I originally got it for.
Wow. I see it. Can I read it?
Oh, yeah, please, because I was going to look for it.
This is the last time you tweeted, 6 days ago, at DanielR322. Did you put your phone number on Twitter?
I didn't, man. I don't know. I've seen other people mess it up too. I don't know what happened. I woke up it was during COVID in 2020, and I kind of woke up just like I couldn't sleep. It was 6 a.m, and I was trying to make a Twitter account, and I don't know what happened, but I think that's a common thing, like not too common, but.
But your phone number is your Twitter handle.
That's not even my phone number. That is a random number that does not associate with anything.
Okay.
It's just Daniel and R, my last name.
Right.
I don't know why, and I don't know where the numbers come from. So it's just probably an algorithm.
6 days ago, P1 Party Man Dan tweeted, "I love living alone. That being said, I had a scary experience this morning when I sat too close to the edge of my futon and knocked myself out on the coffee table. Table, waking up in the floor sometime later."
Oh my God.
I gotta be honest, Dan. I was laughing and concerned all at the same time.
No, I get it.
Somebody commented, "Party Man Dan, the Concussion Man Dan."
I see that.
Did you ever go to the hospital to see if you're okay?
No, I didn't.
It sounds like you're fine.
36 hours later, I had an hour long nosebleed, and, then I had another double that time Sunday.
Now, was this a situation to where you were trying to get up and maybe fell, or you might have been drunk already?
No, I sat down because sometimes every now and then the way the futon is, I don't put it down as a bed at night. So I use it as a couch and I use it as my bed because I got used to doing that when I lived at my grandpa's and the only TV in the house. I used to, like most people, fall asleep to the TV, but I don't do that anymore. Yeah. But I got used to sleeping in the living room close to the door so I could it's kind of a paranoid thing, you know, because I've had my house broken into before. So I like to be out here where the only way basically you can get in if you try to break in is out here. So I like to be able to hear. And
what if neighbor came over and y'all were like, y'all banged so hard that she like just nailed your head into the coffee table and you don't even remember any of it?
Why does that have to be a woman?
Yeah, that would be.
I'd say it was a female neighbor.
That would suck.
Now, Party Man's a pretty big dude.
And he's a partier, hence his name, Party Man Dan. He's here for the party.
Were you ever in the house when somebody tried to break into it?
No, it was the one time I didn't have my air conditioning unit secured. And
what do you mean secure? Did you not have one, or was it just sliding off the side of the house?
I just kind of had like my window closed to it, and then I had like a cardboard piece duct taped above it, like because my cat. I had a cat at the time.
What was the
and
kid?
Anyway, someone. Well, the cat was getting out of the
drinking water from the leaking air.
Oh God.
He was coming in and out of the house through that little cardboard.
Dang, dude! So wonder you didn't get a squirrel in that summer.
So someone just like randomly just like ripped the cardboard off, took my air conditioning unit, put it down on the couch that I have over here for guests whenever, and came in.
You have a couch for guests. That's fun. Yeah, go ahead. That's great.
There. I'm just saying that's how they got in. It wasn't that hard.
So the window unit was not secured, and then
and now it's very secured. Like they would have to kick the wood in a crap ton.
Tell them how to do it, man.
No,
I'm just saying,
in
a crap ton. It's very secured now.
What happened to the cat?
This was 2017 when this happened. The cat's dead by now.
Oh, my God.
He probably OD'd on Freon.
He said that with a question mark at the end. Like, did it run away and you think it's probably dead by now?
No. Poor thing died in the on the bed in the back, my bedroom that I could have. I got a queen-size bed back there, but I like sleeping out in the living room. The cat
you
was...
You leave a queen bed to go sleep on a futon? Those are not comfortable.
No.
Oh, no, it's so comfortable.
Oh, it is. Listen to the comfort of his voice.
What, the cat
is so comfortable.
The cat died of just old age. I mean,
Yeah. I thought my cat was going to break his neck the other night. He did a beeline up the stairs, and he dove through the cat door. If that cat door was locked.
Oh God.
Flying through.
Oh, yeah. He would have broken his neck.
It would have been like little Rey Mysterio going into the side of that bus that time.
You know, last time we talked to Dan, he was up all night watching Cops.
Yeah, that's
drinking.
True.
That's your
yeah,
show?
That's Thursday. I tape it off Reels.
Reels.
You know, I know y'all know the channel.
Reels.
We used to watch Hollywood Hillbillies.
Yeah. Oh, God, yes. Hey, redheaded kid. Dan, if Santa Claus is listening right now, what do you want for Christmas? Seriously, you never know if... don't say Suboxone or anything like that.
No, I wouldn't say any drugs. No,
ketamine?
That'd be good, but maybe a new futon. Maybe a new futon mattress.
Oh, a new futon mattress.
Oh, a nice one, like a love sack. Do they make futons?
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's just something random.
Do you sleep naked, by the way?
No, man. Basketball shorts, obviously, and underwear.
Okay, people in Vortex asked. That's why I asked.
No, we didn't. What?
That boy, you're not so weird.
All right, Dan, I don't know what you're going to do for Christmas, Dan, but I hope it's a good one.
Nothing, really. My birthday is the 23rd, so.
Oh, your birthday was.
Say birthday is my
birthday. Your birthday was already happening.
Yeah, I told you that, Paige. Remember, I messaged you that. Oh, yeah. I
remember that.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 35. You want to guess?
I will say suck it.
No.
That's mean. Happy right. birthday,
what do you say?
Early.
Yeah, Paige don't have a guess.
Paige, have you
been
Party Man before?
Yeah.
Okay, I can't remember.
Yeah, I've got the picture of
he motorboated her on one.
He did not.
And you and I, Matt, at Saltwater Kitchen before. I saw that closed very shortly after.
Do you still have me as your profile? Yes, you do. Okay, I told you.
On Twitter, yeah, but with me, I have me and her. No, I don't right now. Sorry. Paige.
I told Dan I would follow him on Twitter if he made me his profile picture, and I still am.
Well, no, but I mean, no, it's not. But it's not just that. That was a fun day in my life. Like, I met all of y'all.
It was fun.
That was my first experience.
Oh, that was a fun night. I remember that night.
I met Mark and Sue, and I gave Senator Crappie a Green Bay football-shaped lighter.
He is a Packers fan.
Yeah, he's a
shareholder.
I know that.
He's a shareholder, too.
How old are you going to be, Dan?
I will be, nobody else has a guess.
I'll say 34.
35.
Yeah. Ding, Matthew.
All right. Bo Jackson, 34.
Well, I hope you get laid a bunch for Christmas.
I do too. I hope you get so much different experiences with women.
Different.
I hope you get more clam than the Pacific Ocean, to be honest with you.
I do too.
Oh, my goodness.
I hope your bedroom smells like Red Lobster.
Oh, my God.
All right, Dan. Thank you, sir.
Have a good morning. You guys have a good night. All right, you too.
Happy early birthday.
You were thinking one thing. I like, Diddy uses baby oil. I like drone.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Butter.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I'm going to set the mood.
We'll set the mood real quick.
Turn the lights out. Get the puke bucket ready. Several are asking, why didn't we just watch the movie on tape? Or video it? Because we can't play it like that.
No.
I don't know how people get away with doing that on like YouTube where they do the first reactions. Like, which they're mostly bull crap.
That's a good question.
This is the first time I've heard this song that's 35 years old. Never heard it before. Hmm. Okay.
Likely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because usually our screeners now are they're digital links and they have an expiration. Kind of like how theaters get movies now, close to it.
They get them digitally?
Yeah, a lot of them. Like you,
makes
it,
sense.
Like it opens at a certain and then closes at a certain date.
Hmm.
So you watch the hell out of it as many times as
so
you
they don't make, like, there's no such thing as a film sale anymore.
Not like really.
The strips of them. Okay.
Unless it's like a Tarantino movie, I guess he does it that way sometimes. Try to shoot on film.
But. I got the bucket here.
How gory is it?
Just, so I come from a time when they used to advertise haunted houses as saying, this haunted house, they might even say like, four people went in, but only three came out. They would use that in the stuff. And you, I mean, most sane people would hear that and say, ah, okay, yeah. But, and then when you hear movies start off, before they really even hit theaters, like at the what do they call them? The premieres that people were getting up and people were throwing up in their seats and they were violently ill because that's good marketing in a weird way.
Yeah, really.
But it's usually bull crap until I watch the screener.
It's hard to get into some movies like that, like for me personally, because if it's too over the top, I don't get sick.
Yeah.
I was like, well, this isn't, it's got to be somewhat believable.
I mean, how gross is it?
There are a couple scenes that are kind of believable that are really rough.
First off, it's Terrifier 3 is the movie. I was not aware of 1 or 2. So I get in the movie not knowing the storyline. Nor did I realize that the murderer is a guy named Art the Clown. And if you've listened to this show for any time, I hate the hell out of clowns. I like the ones that pick up crippled children, you know, the Shriner the Shriner clowns. Those are good people.
Yeah, they're good dudes.
Ronald McDonald, I blame him for the part of my health conditions right now.
Well, he told you to take the cover off the nuggets, not the cover. What do you call it? The breading. Take the breading off the nuggets.
That's what they told me at fat camp. What's your favorite part? I like the breading. Okay. So that's probably not the
nugget.
That's you just okay. Peel it off. But man, I'm sitting there looking. I'm like, that's some of the best parts of it.
It is the best part.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Don't get the Krispies when you go to Long John Silver's. I'm like,
that's the premium side. Anyway, the first part of the movie, is that kind of what?
I didn't finish the whole movie. And you can go ahead in the comments and call me all the words. I don't care. I've called myself those things.
Why didn't you finish?
Because it's sick and it's gross.
Okay.
And
fair enough.
It's a clown, first off. I don't trust them. I think they are what you see when you trip acid and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like the jesters and all that. I think that's where the whole sign of a clown comes from. The Nephilim.
Yeah. It's going
to
be hard.
I don't know how to spell it, but you can Google it.
That's the spot between your anus and genitals.
That's the perineum, right? Not the Nephilim.
You have to give a couple spoilers, right? This is really the only way you can talk about it.
There's suspense and scary, and then there's just downright disgusting.
The one part I don't want to go too far into is not so much a spoiler. It's just like people don't want to hear that. I'll just say this, and you, fat boy, you say what you like.
This would be fun.
There's certain things in movies, in horror movies, if you without even saying it, there's certain things in horror movies that just never happens. You don't do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It just never happens. You understand what I'm saying? Probably not. That's too loose with that. Usually, though, like, you notice, like, something might happen at a camp somewhere, and all the teenage counselors get slayed and all the other.
Hell yeah.
But
in a bad way.
But those that are, you know, under a certain age are usually there somehow safe and everything's fine. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, not in this movie.
No common sense.
Nah, yeah, that's the part that was kind of in. That was kind of toward the beginning, too. You're like, I really don't want to hear this. Like, that's what's worse. You don't see it. You hear it.
It's just certain things you don't. It didn't need to be in a movie.
Like, the other part was.
The chainsaw.
Well, that's the other part. The other part, like the part with the head. His head?
I don't know that. I didn't see that.
That was a little over the top. So, of course, all right, look, you turned out by now anyway if you didn't want to hear what happened. So his body doesn't have a head until he goes and gets a head, which is actually his head, but it's his head birthed by somebody else. But it's his actual head, and that's all she gave birth to was his head. At this point, I'm like, this is stupid. Like, it's not even scary or gory, really, but that's what I get. Like, I don't get sick from it. I'm just like, well, this is absurd. And then that part was just.
Right, I'm going to spoil it for because you don't need to see it.
I think I'm lost in the birthing.
They get you with this one scene where it's like, oh, they're getting naked and getting in a shower.
Uh-huh.
All right. Now, you know there's never going to be full-on coitus because it never happens. They're never like, all right, boy, that was good sex. Now let's find something to watch on TV or whatever. Usually, Jason's going to come up with a pitchfork and get them usually in the stomach area. Okay. They never go after any of the nefarious areas, do they?
Plus, he never looks either. He's not a horny killer. He never is like jiggling a boob or nothing and then stabbing people. He's just like, he straight up kills all the time. There's like, there's no hint to anything that's going to happen.
Which you want a perverted killer.
But this
though.
Is the worst kill ever in a movie.
I mean, it really is.
I think.
You remember the scene in the strip club page on the movie Seven where they showed the strap-on apparatus?
Yeah.
Okay. In that vein, God, why you see? This is to humiliate me. Am I in the Illuminati now? You humiliate me live on.
Let's see if I got something that's gonna help you out real quick.
We got sound effects. It's not good.
I know what you're gonna do.
I might have one.
You're gonna make somebody down in Georgia very happy right now, aren't you?
It might take a second, but I think I got something that's gonna help you out. Let's
see. This couple gets in the shower page, and you know you're thinking, all right, this will be. Titillating.
Ooh.
And for you, that means a lot. There's the Art the Clown has a chainsaw, and he puts the end of that chainsaw somewhere and turns it on, man.
Yeah, he does. Like, it is. And the guy's selling it, too. He really is. Which should be hard to do because you can't really actually do that to somebody.
No. God, why? Why?
Okay, is that creative or is that over the top or both? Or I don't have what I was going to give you. But.
I don't understand. And help me figure it out, because I won't change my mind about it. But like, what's the enjoyment of that?
I don't know.
I mean, I like the suspense. I like the whodunits. Those are fun. But with those movies, you already know who did it. Who did it is the damn. Who's named in the movie?
I like to be scared with suspense if it's scary.
You don't want to sit there and start to feel
nauseated.
Like, yes, like I'm feeling right now. Mm-hmm. You know, perspiration? Shoot.
I'm going to tell you, like,
I have nothing to cover my
head.
There
are certain movies I can't watch people being tortured.
So like a guy singing the blues right now. I got to keep washing my head.
Like James Brown.
But to have somebody, like, to be scared and have, like, it.
You're like
to imply that something's going to happen, like maybe the killer's going to go chase you in the woods. I'm okay with that, like Friday the 13th or something like that. But I don't want to see people mutilated and tortured.
Wrecked them up.
Ever, ever, ever.
Yeah.
Did you see the one? Okay, this is from Amanda in the comments section. She said, I took my daughter and niece to watch it yesterday, and it wasn't as scary as they made it out to be.
How old are they?
That's a good question.
God.
How old are they, Amanda?
Look away. They're putting the chainsaw in his butt.
It got so rough to when they actually do other kills, it's kind of over the top. Like, that's not an over the top kill, but compared to everything else that's going on that we've already seen, it just adds to it. And it's not like, just the whole thing together is really sick.
I did not get to the Santa Claus scene. What happened?
Well, that's when the family. Like
is that the end?
Yeah, well, I think we started at different points. And that's where you hear the kid getting...
Oh, that
the
will...
The kid?
Yeah, you hear it.
Oh, good God. With
the mall?
No, he ends up getting the whole family, but you hear the kid first, and then you... Just like a family of four. There's two kids involved. But
that was the same time when... God, we're totally giving the whole thing away now, but when they froze the head? Froze him with the...
I don't think I made it to that point. I remember the head being born. I saw that. I definitely saw that part.
No, you didn't see with the snowman?
I don't think so.
How the hell did we watch different parts of it, though? I started at the beginning. I did not finish.
I wonder if we got two different links and it's just like two parts.
Two different movies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Happy Halloween.
That's a haunted goat, by the way.
Ooh, that's scary.
Uh-oh. You'd give Jim Brewer running for his money.
Do the goat. He never did the goat.
He never did the goat at his comedy show. There were people dressed as goats. He didn't do the bit.
He was over it.
I'd be so mad I'd walk out. At some point, you got a feeling he ain't going to do the goat.
Nope.
Like 45 minutes in.
You got four people dressed like a goat sitting front row there at the auditorium at night in Spartanburg. And he didn't even acknowledge them.
And what if that was your least favorite thing that you've ever done in your life, and that's what defined you?
I get
you
it.
And
that's
made
when
you famous.
People say, like, tickle it to me. I'm like, yeah.
Now I can't hear you.
Moved on. Moved on. Okay.
Oh, I don't know if I want to say the name of the movie.
You got a bunch of weirdos out there want to go pick it up. Also, I'm wondering now if this is the one when I was a kid, because you said it was from the 80s, there was a certain wall of Pick-A-Flick video. It used to be a place, kids, where you'd have to go rent these things called tapes, and you'd watch movies on them. And they had a certain, it wasn't porn, but they had a certain area of videos that I was not allowed to go to. But I remember one of them said, "This movie's banned in the United States." And I'm like, well, y'all, we're in the United States. Y'all are allowing it to be rented. I'm going to call the law on you.
You know.
But then again, that was a time when they could market stuff like that and say, this movie started with 10 people in the cast and it ended with 7. Where did the other 3 go? And it was like, oh, okay. That sounds fun. Someone may have really died in this movie. Sign me up. No.
Yeah, because those were the only, like, the big chains wouldn't have Faces of Death or anything like that. The smaller ones would.
Yeah. Carmike, they had it.
I wanted to watch the text to see if people would figure it out as I described it, but somebody else already texted in. If your number ends in 223, you got it.
How popular was Faces of Death here? I mean, did you?
Very.
I saw it in the theater.
It was popular in California. I've never seen any of it.
I didn't like
it.
I
saw
like
about 15 minutes of the third one.
What's the draw?
Or maybe a little.
I always thought it was animal torture, so I could never do
so
that.
So the parts that I did see were, and I wanted you to get to what people were guessing, Fat Boy, but it was a part that I think it started with them putting a monkey on this.
They're at a restaurant.
Oh, my God.
That's the one I saw. They're at the restaurant, and the monkey's in the middle of the table.
And they spin it like a lazy Susan, and then everybody gets little batons out. And
oh, my God.
And then the other part was in Russia. They quartered a guy with horses.
Yeah.
Oh, pulled him apart?
Yep.
But you know what was kind of cool? You got to see boobs, but you got to see them before they got hacked up by a boat propeller. Yep.
Oh,
she went up under
God.
The boat from skiing. It hacked her Hooters all up.
And what's crazy is I almost died that same way at Lake Hartwell. Not with my Hooters, but with my head. Yeah, it was.
That's the quote of the day.
I don't want to say the name of the event now because it may have been a station sponsor.
I remember that.
Regardless. I was like, oh, God, I got to get over here for a boat because we were all tied up with boats. And it's like, oh, I got to get over there to do my boat announcements. And I was like, well, I can't get up on this boat. Imagine, I'm over here. I'm going to climb on this boat and then climb down on the other side to then go across the little canal or whatever the hell.
Who's going to look at you? They're like, you can't really, the view's not.
I remember just going down as far as I could and looking up. And seeing that blade. And it wasn't spinning, but it was slowly spinning. I'm like,
can you imagine if you were sucked in?
I think I doo-dooed the water that day. Thank God I cut out the little casing they put in the swim trunks.
You weren't the only one that did that in that water.
My God.
Over
time. Well, I fed the catfish and the carp.
Fed the carp.
Yeah. That's the closest brush with death I've ever had in my life. Now, was I drinking? Yeah, I said that. You ain't listening good. But also, like, I wonder, was I as close as I thought?
Probably.
Because I looked up there, and I remember just, whoa, God. Like, I sobered up so fast.
I wonder if it would have killed you, though, if it would have just...
I probably would have effed up their motor. Freaked it up is what I meant.
It's so hard-headed. Hey, man, my props messed up.
All right, what did people guess? The movie you're talking about?
Well, somebody's had a text in that it was the most considered the most disturbing movie ever. And I thought it was, but when I looked up these lists, it wasn't even in the top five. So somebody sent it to me.
Okay.
It's banned in 40 countries. To get released in this country, they had to cut 2 minutes from the film. Now, I watched the original. I don't want to say what it is, but the synopsis is the character is a retired adult film actor. And he wants to do a legit movie, and he gets coaxed into doing an art movie. But he gets tricked.
There's that name again. Art the Clown. Oh. Paige's brother, Art, used to terrify her friends with a snake.
Art the Snake Wrangler.
Only his sister.
/ chili cooker. Yep. / barber.
Yep.
He gets tricked into doing a snuff film.
We're not talking about Skull.
Nope. And then you see, like, it just the depravity of...
Whoa!
Of humans.
Whoa! Depravity.
Nice. Man, there was a... I think, well, one of the worst scenes is, all right, so this lady's in the hospital. She's having a kid. You know when they take the baby, they'll take it off to the nursery or whatever?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they didn't really, like, you know, they had, let's just say they had other plans for the kid. This is a really rough movie, and they show all that. And
see, and we
what
we,
is that? Who can watch that?
Who watches
at that? At that point, I felt like
if y'all were famous, you would have been on the Epstein Island.
That's the thing. If you look up the movie, people are like, oh, it's a black comedy. That's what it is. It's just dark. I'm like, this is like real legit sick snuff. I got to that part, thought it was being set up. I was like, I ain't watching this anymore.
And it really is what it is?
Yeah.
Ow.
I mean, it really, they murder somebody?
Like, why would they not be arrested?
Oh, yeah, there was a lady in the movie that died from pretty much facilitating herself in various ways.
I told you, Paige, you can die from that.
That's how she died. There's a lot of, like, weird ways to kill people. Weird, odd sexual ways to do it. And it's a rough movie. And the fact that it even got released in this country is nuts. And I'm not even going to tell you what happens in the end. That's probably the worst part. But the whole movie all the way through is like, how is this even, how could you even act in it? This is like, where it was made, the guy's like a legit actor, film actor. And then it's a real controversial movie.
And he died making the film?
No, that was the other movie.
Okay.
The one that was about the World War II time of torturing kids. That director actually got murdered for that movie. This one is not even, this don't even crack the top five of when you look up list of the most horrible, gruesome movies.
What are the top five? My God.
Everybody agreed that was number one, the one about the World War II torturing kids at that time.
Well, yeah.
The one the director got killed for.
Do you feel after you watch that kind of stuff that it desensitizes you to seeing people suffer?
I don't think so, me personally. I had to fast forward through some parts.
They were just giving murderers new ideas.
Yeah.
It seems like it.
Like, how sick can I be depraved in?
But I feel like the one I watch is worse because that's a different section of people, man. They can get off on watching that type of stuff.
Yeah.
This is like real. It was real sexually based.
It doesn't mean
based.
That you're going to actually go out and do it. But to me, it's, again, what floats your boat, I guess. But... I mean, there's certain things that are just sick. Sick and scary, two different things.
You know what was kind of creepy about this movie, the way it ended? It's not what it's what you didn't
what is
see.
It called again? People are asking on the text.
It's called a Serbian film.
Okay. You can't call it what it really is called?
No, that's the name of it.
Oh, okay.
But the way it ends is what you don't see. You hear a guy say something like, oh my God, are they really about to do this? But that's where the movie stops. You don't see anymore. Thank God.
Sometimes the sound's the worst part. Remember when Paige did Harper Valley PTA that time? I couldn't get it out of my head.
When they can make the sound of a zipper creepy, that's an awful, rough movie. The sound of the zipper was creepy, dude.
Like a pants zipper?
Beans and Franks?
Yeah, a pants zipper.
Beans and Franks?
No, it's just like, you know what's about to happen.
Oh, Lord. I don't want to hear that.
This is rough. I mean, this is the roughest movie I've ever seen.
Was this happening to a man or a woman? Because, see, I feel like if it was happening to a man, it would bother me more than if it were happening to a woman. Because I don't know what, I can't identify with what a woman, you know. Like, I don't like lesbian porn.
It was about
this ain't nothing in here for me.
It was about to happen to a male. We'll say that, but not a man. Yeah, it was a rough movie, man.
Transvestite?
No.
Oh.
I have to tell you off air.
I'm not
comfortable saying it on the radio.
My God.
I can tell you in plain terms, too.
You're usually very comfortable saying everything on the radio.
This is the worst. Like, the fact that it was even released in its own country. It's banned in 40 of them. And what I'm telling you got cut from the American version.
Is the hotbed for this stuff like Russia, Serbia, that area, the former Tartar? I mean, would come from... Look, I don't know why. I mean, I'm just a good old American boy, but I feel like Japan would have some sadistic crap.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.